Do you have to wear a face mask out in public and you don't like your fashion choices? Learn how to make your own face mask, no sewing involved, starting right now. Right now.
Welcome to the Weird and Wacky Planet's Nature Just Got Real podcast for kids. Join KB Carr, author of the Weird and Wacky Planet series, with Chuck Darwin, Tito, and Captain Jack, as they bring you the real skinny on what's really going on in the natural world. And now, here's your host, KB Carr.
Today, we are going to be making our own face mask. So that means a face mask very much like this one I made the other day. There it is, right here. So when we go out in public, we can stay safe. And we don't have to depend on the medical type of ones. So we don't want to wear those anyway. We want to keep those for the medical workers. And I don't know about you, but it's hard for me to find a decent mask these days that I like. And if I'm going to wear one, I want to be fashionable. So we're going to make our own today. And it's a no-sew mask, and you can do it yourself. So this is the fabric that I chose. This one's a little bit big. So this was my first attempt. Whatever. So anyway, we're going to do it a little bit different. And here's what you're going to need. You're going to need a piece of fabric that's about 20 by 6. So isn't this cool fog fabric that I found? I really like it because we're gonna be folding that in half right there. So about 20 by 6. All right, and then we're gonna need some hair ties. Got these, and I can pick a color, and I've chosen the green ones because I think those will look pretty cool with my fabric. Yeah, pretty good. And then we're going to need some pipe cleaners. I found these long ones. These were the only ones I could find. So I thought, I'll just cut them in half. So that's what I did. I just bent it in half and cut it. I end up with this piece, shorter. And then I'm going to need some fabric glue. So I found two types of fabric glue in the store. I found this Fabric Fusion right here. And I found this Fabric Fuse right here, and they were both about the same price. I don't think it matters which one you use. You just want to make sure that it's washable and that it dries flexible, and that means I can, you know, my mask is not all stiff and uncomfortable, so it'll be a little bit more flexible. And you may or may not need a pair of scissors. All right, so let's get started and make our very own no-sew face mask. I'm going to bring the camera down to my workspace. There it is. Okay. So you can see it. Here's my glues. Make sure you put something down. Want to know why? Because I made my first face mask on my desk, and guess what? There's a lot of glue stuck to my desk. So I'm going to have to go get some Goo Gone and get rid of that. So, ew. All right. So the first thing I want to do, I've got my fabric here, right? And I'm going to make a hem for the top. And all I'm going to do is just take my glue. And some of this works a little bit better than others. What I want to do is I want to get my pipe cleaner kind of into the seam of this top right here. So, okay. So I'm going to go ahead and put my glue. Come on, glue. Ooh. If you make a mistake, don't worry about it. It's cool. Wipe her up. Okay. So that came out kind of fast. So, all right. I want to make a kind of a thin seam. Just like that. Just a strip of glue at the very top. If you're listening to the podcast instead of watching it, I'll try to be as descriptive as possible. But I'm going to want to make a seam at the top of that so that when I put my pipe cleaner up there, I'm just going to fold it over, and that's going to make one of my top seam. I also want my pipe cleaner not to move around in the wash, so I'm going to go ahead and make a little seam, a little strip of glue here on the sides too, so that pipe cleaner doesn't have anywhere to go. All right, and I'm just going to fold it over and press it down. Now some of the glue is going to seep through and not stick awesomely, but just do the best you can there. You can always come down back and press it back down. And I'm just going to go ahead and do that to the same thing to the rest of it now that I've got my pipe cleaner in. Sorry, my voice is a little scratchy today. Allergies. So sorry about that. Should have taken something for that. Didn't. Okay. I'm going to fold the rest of it over. And I don't need it to be a huge seam, just to make the edges neat. I just kind of want it to be neat. You don't really have to have it neat if you don't want to. You could have the rough edges. Just be aware that when you wash it, those are going to unravel a bit. But hey, if you like that kind of look, that's fine too. Because you know what? This is yours. And you should be able to make it look wherever, whichever way you want. I believe in being independently and individually creative. Okay. So there's my top seam. So there's my pipe cleaner in here. Again, it's not sticking so great, but I'm just going to press it back down. And then I'm just going to flip it a little. And I'm going to do the same to the bottom part. So la 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 la. Just at the edge. Should have got a longer piece of cardboard, huh? Oh well. I already have to clean the desk, right? So, coolio. All right, and same. Just flip it, make your little seam so it's a nice, pretty edge. Just like that. Again, parts of it will come up, and that's okay. We're just going to press it back down. Just like that. Okay. Now that I've got that done, I'm going to want to make, so this is what I've got. So, and you can make sure, you know, just hold it up to your face and make sure that is a good length. We're going to want our nose and our mouths covered, and a little bit of our chins there, and that this pipe cleaner is going to go at the top, and I'll show you what we're going to do with that in a little bit. All right. So now before I do this part and seal this part in, I'm going to want to put these in, because if not, then, you know, I'm not going to be able to get them in later. So I'm just going to go ahead and scoot my two hair ties, both of them, in there before I finish this one here. And this one here I'm going to do maybe a little differently. Let me see here. Do I want to do it differently? Because I could just glue, you know, both of these to each other. But I don't quite know exactly how that's going to look. So, let's do it. No harm, no foul. So I'm just putting a strip of glue on the front side of the fabric, and I am just pressing the other side to it. Again, this may not work. Kind of going off script. But that's going to be my seam. And I don't really want my seam to be like on the side, because this is going to be a weak spot for my hair tie, and I don't want it to slip out there. So okay, yeah, it's not sticking great. So all right, so that didn't work. Don't do that then. So I'm going to go ahead and make a seam. I just didn't want it to be such a big, thick, ugly thing. You know what I'm saying? All right. So I'm going to go ahead and put and make another seam just like the others. On both my pieces. And then I'm going to glue those two together. It's going to make it thicker. Probably not ideal, but I guess in the long run it will probably be stronger. So, alrighty then. Okay. And then I'm going to do the same thing. So like I said, okay, so I've got my two pieces of fabric. And I'm going to put more glue on the seams that I just made on the end. And I'm going to glue those two pieces together. Or, you know what I could do? Yeah, let's do it like this. I could do it like this, where this comes down on this. Yeah, I like that. Again, I'm getting glue everywhere. Definitely put something down. And the other thing that I do need to warn you about is this fabric glue doesn't wash off your hands super easily. So just be aware of that. And you might need a little Goo Gone on your hands too, but I did find that it wore off. By the next day, it was pretty much gone. And I did have kind of a good time peeling it off my fingers, which is just, you know, something that did to keep me busy, which was kind of cool. All right. So anyway, when it dries, it will look somewhat like this. And then this is going to be like the thick, weak spot. So I don't necessarily want my hair tie to fall in that space. So I might want to just move it over just a little bit and have my hair tie be here. So I don't know. I'll have to decide later. But when it's done, it's going to look somewhat like this. So you're going to have your two layers. If you want, you can go ahead and glue these two bottom and top seams together too. So I don't see why not. I think I'll probably do that. Here's my bottom. Before I do that, though, I'm going to have to decide. See, this is just going to be a fun mess right there. I'm going to have to decide where that's going to fall. Where am I going to have my hair tie? And I'm going to have to decide that by figuring out where my my pipe cleaner is. So I can go ahead and bend that in the middle a little bit just so I know what's my top and what's my bottom and where I'm gluing. So this is the bottom. And this is where my hair tie is going to fall. And I want to get my hair ties in place before I glue the tops and bottoms together. Because guess why if you don't? Yes. Also, if in the interest of time, I'm going to go ahead and do this. But you could let this seam dry, you know, for a couple hours. This one right here, before you move your hair ties. You could totally do that. Probably should have done that because now it's a big mess. Because it's not sticking together. But here's my two hair ties. There's my pipe cleaner. And I would go ahead and glue these together as well. So that it's sticking. And make sure when you do that the hair tie that it's on it this side is on. That you don't glue it on this side of the fabric. You want it to be over by the ear. Because there's where my seam would be. All right. So that's all there is to it. said I'm not going to do it now because I would have to wait for this to dry before I did a good job. But I would just also do these two seams right here too. All right, so let me bring my camera back up. Okay, so this is going to just go, these hair ties are going to go around my ear. So let me see if I can get it on there. If this were put together properly right now, this hair tie would go on this side. My pipe cleaner would go on my nose, and I could bend that right there so that I would know where that's going. And there we go. And that's about what that would look like. Somewhere in there. Cute, huh? All right. There you go. Hair ties with no sew. Anybody could do it. Anybody could do these hair ties. Masks. You can make your own mask. Anybody could do it. You get to pick your own fabric. See how cool it looks. All right. Now go have a mask making adventure in your neighborhood.
Have you ever met Count Dracula? How about a flower-faced lawn wrecker or a four-foot-long guinea pig the size of a dog? You'll find these animals and more in the book Weird and Wacky Creatures 1, part of the Weird and Wacky Planet series by KB Carr. Find them wherever books are sold and sink your fangs into your own copy.
It's time for the Weird and Wacky Word of the Week.
The word of the week is mask. Even though we are using it for protection these days, it is a noun that means a covering for all or part of the face, usually worn to conceal one's identity. As a verb, it means to disguise or conceal or hide, as in to mask one's intentions. See how many times you can use the word mask as a noun and a verb in a sentence today and impress someone with your genius. Until next week, I'm Dr. Chuck Darwin. Cheerio.
Thank you, Chuck, for that. I just want you to know I really appreciate your efforts here. And now, here's Jack answering a viewer question.
Got a question? Ask the captain.
Ahoy, mateys! This week's question comes from Michael in Chicago. Michael asks, should pets wear masks when going out in public too? Well, Michael, the answer is no. We talked to Dr. Ryan Colburn, the vet we had on the show to answer kids' questions about where COVID-19 came from, and he doesn't put masks on any of the animals at the John Ball Zoo where he works. Also, your pet can't tell you if they are having trouble breathing in a mask, or if they are getting overheated, so it's not a good idea for pets to wear one. And seriously, good luck putting a mask on a cat. Enough said. Hope that answers your question, Michael. If any of you want to ask me something, just email it to naturejustgotreal@gmail.com. I'm always listening. This is Captain Jack signing off till next week. Bye-bye!
Thanks for that, Jack. I am so grateful that I do not have to make you a mask and I do not have to try to force one on your face because that would be a huge wrestling match. So, all right. And here is Tito with the creature feature. Take it away, Tito.
And now, the weird and wacky weekly creature feature.
This week's weird critter is the raccoon dog, or tanuki as it's called in Japan. It's called that because it looks like it's a raccoon, but it's a dog. And just like a raccoon, it looks like it's wearing a mask, but that's just what its fur looks like. This dog is super smart, though, because it washes its food before it eats it with its raccoon-like hands. And it climbs trees. It's one of the only dogs that can do that, and again, using its little raccoon-like hands. It's nocturnal, which means it comes out at night, and in the wild, it hibernates in the winter. Captain Jack does that in the house. I know this is one of KB's favorite animals, because she wrote about it in the Weird and Wacky Creatures book, too, And yeah, there's a picture of Captain Jack in there wearing a mask. What? Was I not supposed to say that or something? Too late, Captain. I'm Tito, and I'll see you all next week.
Thank you for listening to today's show, How to Make Your Own No-Sew Face Mask. And if you make your own face mask, send me a picture of it send me a picture of you wearing it so we don't have to see your whole face, just your mask, at naturejustgotreal@gmail.com. I love to see your projects, and I will post those on social media. So like I said, just you and the mask, not your whole face there. All right, we'll keep it safe. All right, thank you for listening, and you have a mask-making adventure in your neighborhood.
That wraps up the show for today. Thank you to our sponsor, Weird and Wacky Planet. And thank you for listening. Thank you for caring, and thank you for sharing. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Let us know if you do, and we might mention you on the show. Until next week, go have an adventure in your neighborhood.